keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Bailey and Sophie with your 10 AM headlines. In local news, two people have died and six are injured following a two-truck collision southwest of Brisbane. The collision occurred near Tregony on Cunningham Highway, which is 120 kilometres south of West Brisbane. The driver and passenger on one of the trucks were pronounced dead at the scene, while an additional six people were transported to hospital with minor injuries. The highway is currently closed in both directions, while emergency services work to clear up the scene.
Stage 1 of Clark Creek Wind Farm in central Queensland is on track for completion by 2025. Soon to be one of Australia's largest wind farms, Clark Creek is set to increase Queensland's wind capacity by up to 20%. The first stage will install 100 turbines, with a generation capacity of 450 megawatts, enough to power 330,000 homes. A bulk of power has been sold to government-owned Stanwell Corporation on a 15-year contract. This will help industrial customers, such as the Brisbane Airport, to reach their renewable energy targets.
In national news, the lack of available ambulances and emergency resources in New South Wales are being called into question after a 17-year-old, Nicholas Lemanis-Budden, was left stranded during a seizure at his local gym. His friends and family who called emergency services waited approximately 30 minutes before recalling for an estimated time of ambulance arrival, which was unable to be provided. Nicholas's mother resorted to driving Nicholas to Byron Bay Hospital. Lismore councillor and local solicitor Big Rob says that it is not an isolated incident in New South Wales area, with ramping, a situation where ambulances cannot be transferred to the emergency department in a timely manner, becoming a major concern.
Photos from Australia's first sex-positive lesbian zine are being recreated for next year's Mardi Gras in Sydney. Wicked Women was born in the late 1980s and captured queer sexual expression which was not represented in the mainstream media. DIY publishers Tiger and Jasper were inspired to celebrate queer sexuality across the gender spectrum and started the magazine with barely any materials or contributors. The zine was ridiculed by many groups at the time, but today is classified as iconic Australian queer media. Tiger says the recreation of images is about connecting the generations and bringing history to life. The images will be unveiled at Sydney's Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, which begins on the 14th of February 2025.
In international news, the world's first wooden satellite was launched into space on Tuesday by Japanese researchers. LignoSat, developed by Kyoto University and home builder Sumitomo Forestry 1911.T, will be released into orbit around about 400 kilometres above Earth. Tucker Oldowey, an astronaut who studies human space activities at Kyoto University, says that with timber being a material we can produce ourselves, we will be able to build houses, live and work in space forever. The launch comes with a 50-year plan of planting trees and building timber houses on the Moon and Mars, with Mr. Dowie's team deciding to develop the NASA-certified wooden satellite to prove wood is a space-grade material.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It is currently 29 degrees with an expected maximum of 33. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 AM. We'll be back at 11 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.
Festival fever is here. Brisbane Powerhouse is awash with rainbows and sparkle as it welcomes Melt Fest 2024.